If you or I, in a single instant, could feel all the pain, all the remorse, all the guilt of everything that we've ever done wrong in our lives to this point, I'm pretty sure it'd kill us. Have you ever woken up in the morning and then you remember that stupid thing you did yesterday? That person you hurt, that relationship that meant so much to you that you've all but trashed through what you said or did? You ache so deeply that it feels as though your heart is being torn in two. And that's just one thing. So imagine if you could experience all the pain, all the guilt of all your mistakes for your whole life in a single instant. It'd simply be too much to bear. And yet, a lot of people still walk through life today with the millstone of the hurts and the regrets of their past hanging around their necks. The accumulation of all those things is getting heavier and heavier and heavier and robbing them of their joy for today and their hope for tomorrow. Does that sound like anyone you know? What if I told you that you could be rid of that millstone in an instant? Would you believe me? Probably not. But what then if God told you that you could be rid of that millstone in an instant? Would you believe him? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Did you get that bit in the middle of that verse? Everything old has passed away. That right there, through the power of his word, is God lifting that millstone from your neck. It's Jesus taking away your heavy burdens from you. It's him setting you free to be all he made you to be, to experience his joy and his peace for today and his certain hope for tomorrow. It is a tragedy of epic proportions that so many people who believe in Jesus, who believe that he died to pay for their sins and rose again to give them a new eternal life, don't actually live out that faith. And that's precisely what you're doing if, despite believing in Jesus, you're still carrying that millstone of the past around your neck. Now, let's be clear about this. Nothing I say is going to convince you to let go of the past. Nothing I say has the power to lift that millstone from around your neck. Only God's word has the power to do that very thing. And what he's saying to you today is that everything old has passed away. That's God's word, fresh for you today.